Welcome back. You're listening to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Now, if you live in an area where Telecom's broadband internet service is even worse than it is in most places and shows little prospect of improving, you may want to listen carefully to this next item. The inner Auckland suburb of Point Chevalier is one of those areas. A long cable run from the nearest exchange and an old and degrading copper network mean that DSL broadband for most people in the neighbourhood is terrible. Well, one group of residents have decided they're going to do something about it. The Point Chevalier Ignite Charitable Trust is looking beyond Telecom to a range of providers and technologies to negotiate a collective internet contract for hundreds of local homes and businesses. We're joined by Henry Shalou of Business and Service of Community, the residents and business owners group driving the project. Henry, welcome. How did all this start?
Russell, it had its genesis in the organisation that I'm a member of called Business and Service of the Community, which is an association of business people in the Point Chevalier community. We got together about 18 months ago. The organisation has grown organically since then. Part of our reason for being is to try and provide better facilities and services in our community. One of the things that we identified was that there was a deep level of dissatisfaction with the broadband that we got or didn't get at all in Point Chevalier.
It's a really modern need, isn't it? You know, in the past, you might have been looking at children's play equipment in the parks or street lighting or something, but now what people need is internet.
Yes, and more so, and it seems to be becoming an ever-increasing part of everyday life, right down to simple things like booking your cinema tickets or going to a show. Some people even do their grocery shopping online, and with all the exciting add-on features that are coming down the pipeline, I think that trend's bound to continue.
So how bad is the broadband service in Point Chevalier? And give us a picture of it.
Okay, well, I think a fair analysis would be to say it's abysmal. In fact, it's very marginally better than the speeds you can get on a dial-up modem. In fact, Telecom have suggested to various people in the community that they abandon their broadband connection and go back to dial-up modem, which is quite an incredible kind of state of affairs. There are parts of Point Chev where people can't get broadband connection at all. Sadly, this hasn't stopped Telecom continuing to try and sell the product into the area.
And people feel pretty strongly about it, judging by a public meeting that you held that I gather was extremely lively.
It was. It was very well attended. We would have had over 100 residents on a rainy weekday night, which I thought was a reasonably good turnout. We had the mayor, Dick Hubbard at the time, attend. We also had senior representatives from Telecom come and explain their position, why we had that problem, and what they proposed to do about it. There was a great deal of unhappiness expressed at the meeting. I acted as the moderator, I think it would be fair to say that Telecom got a fairly frank exchange from the community.
And what they had to say was clearly not satisfactory because you've moved on.
Yeah. We have. The general consensus was that we weren't going to wait around as a community for Telecom to provide a solution, that we would find people in our community who had the skill sets to form an organisation to take the issue forward. People with skills not only in internet technologies but in such things as research and public relations.
And you yourself are a commercial lawyer, which must help as well.
Well, occasionally it does, Russell. It's also helpful to have someone who's used to speaking in public on occasion.
Now, the proposal, as I understand it, is that you are going to assess via an online survey the internet usage patterns and needs of the Point Chev community and then basically present that community as a market to whichever providers think they may be able to provide the solution.
That's right, Russell. We're well into the process already. We have developed what I think is a very professionally designed online survey. That's available for anybody in the Point Chev community who would like to go to our website and complete. The web address is www.bisc.org.nz, and it would greatly assist us if people in the community did fill out that very quick but informative survey for us. Once we have the survey data to hand, it will be analysed, and we will then have some very useful hard data in which to then put out a request for expressions of interest from suppliers of the technology that we need to drive forward with.
And that, when you say the technology, you don't necessarily just mean the existing copper wires. You're looking at a whole range of technologies, aren't you?
I think it would be fair to say that, that copper wire just doesn't have the capacity to deliver anything like the speed and capabilities that we're going to need. And so we would be honest in saying that that's probably a redundant technology right now.
So it could be wireless, or
it could
be new
cable?
It could
very well be wireless, it could be fibre. Well, there are a number of options out there which are quite exciting, and which all of which seem much superior to the copper loop that we're currently reliant on.
And you seem to be right from the start looking at this as a potential model for other communities in the same position. Is that right?
That's right, Russell. We identified that the process that we were going through was something that we could keep data on. We could then develop a business model that hopefully would be replicatable by other communities in New Zealand, or indeed anywhere else that wanted to take their own initiatives on this. We are aware that there are a number of communities throughout New Zealand who have much the same complaints about the very poor broadband service that they have available. I've heard of people in the Catlins in the South Island in particular who have a significant problem. So what we hope to do is, through our experience, develop a business model, learn lots of lessons, and then provide a resource to people on an ongoing basis through our charitable trust, so that we can then provide assistance and help to them to develop their own systems and utility services.
Yeah, as you say, utility services, because this idea of a community getting together and aggregating demand and looking for a better deal on price and service, you could use it for other utilities too, couldn't you?
Yes, it lends itself to a number of different applications once you've developed the community-based model. And although we haven't specifically taken any steps in this direction, it's certainly foreseeable that we might be able to take a database of committed users and then source other utilities for the community on better terms than you can get now, and such things as gas supply, electricity, and a number of other services that the community makes use of on a regular basis.
So when would you say that the long-suffering internet users of PointShare will be looking at a better deal?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that on current indications, we should have selected the best possible service provider probably within the next 3 or 4 months. And at that stage, it's just a question of getting implementation on it. If it's a wireless solution, then I would imagine that the rollout of that would be relatively quick. If it's not a wireless solution, then it may take some time longer.
Well, best of luck with that. I think it's an admirable project.
Thank you, Russell. And again, if anybody's interested in having a look at our organisation, it's bisc.org.nz.
Point Chevalier resident Henry Shalou there. After the break, the Vales.